Now, I believe the biggest issues with creating mentally, you know, be it visualization, be it feeling it, be it sending love to create it, creating the opportunities to receive it, whatever it be, in a sense, in whatever method we use, the biggest difficulty is it's hard to see the results. You know, at the beginning, until it's really there, physically forms itself, the results are kind of elusive. And we're used to a very physical world. We're used to doing things in a very physical way. For instance, if you want to build a brick wall, you grab some bricks, you lay down the very first brick. There it is. It's something you can touch, see. You can kick against it. Everybody who comes along goes, "Ah, I see you've laid the first brick." It's substantial. You know it's the beginning. You know it's there. And the next morning you get up and it's still there. You know it hasn't disappeared. You're sure of it. It's there. You can see it. You can go out and you can touch it. And you can lay down another brick. So now there's two. The next day you lay down another brick. And the next day another. And in 3 months, you have quite a wall there. You have, even at one single brick a day, you have 90 bricks. Which also becomes a very substantial little piece of wall. Again, something you can lean against. You can look at it. People can come along and go, "Wow, your wall's coming along." Slowly, but it's coming along. But that's because we're laying one brick every day. But you see, we can see what we're laying down every day. One brick, or 10 bricks, or 20 bricks. When we do the creating the way we have been, like the 3.6 million, it's not so easy to see. Matter of fact, we can't even tell 100% whether we're laying down one brick, or two bricks, or 10 bricks. And if we don't do anything for a few days, did the bricks that we did lay down, did they disappear? We don't know if they're still there. See, so the feeling part, it's very difficult. And again, it goes back to this faith thing and believing. And well, it's nice to believe, but it's also very nice to see those bricks coming down. And you know what? It's nice to know that you can doubt yourself, get up in the morning, and that brick you laid down is still there. Now, in reality, the physical reality is not always quite like that, because we have something and we may know very well we have it. But as our attitude changes, some morning we'll wake up and it's actually gone. That brick is gone. That can be with anything. It can be with a relationship, a job, whatever, a car. We can just get up in the morning and there it is, it's gone. So although we have the illusion of it being more solid and the sense and feeling that, yeah, it's absolutely there, positively, we don't necessarily have that. We don't necessarily have the security that we think we do. But it seems like it. You know, it has the illusion of it there, and that's the nice part. Plus, someone else can see it, and that in itself reinforces it. So today I was talking to someone, and a really interesting part is that this person has a knack for money. It comes to him. I mean, he's smart, and he does the things associated with making money. He makes the appropriate moves, and he has money to make some money, but he started with nothing same as everyone else, or mostly everyone else. And he just creates it, but he creates opportunity for it. He has the mindset for it. And in the past, I didn't like talking to this individual that much because, for some reason, I would walk away feeling down, like, I don't have the ability, I don't have the knack that this man has. See, he has the knack, but he doesn't really have the security. He doesn't really feel that secure. So he's always pushing for a little bit more. He's always pushing for more security. Where I don't have as much, but I have a bit more security. It's a funny thing. Except after talking to him, I leave and I feel very insecure. This time, I was talking to him, and I felt quite fine. And he said, well, how's everything? You know, money is good. Because he knew I haven't been working for a while. In his terms, anyway. So I said, yeah, you know, I have a knack for it. Some of us just have knacks for it. And I gestured at the two of us, counting him in. And he kind of nodded. I think that sort of almost took him by surprise. Fact is, it took me by surprise that I said that. But I actually felt it. It wasn't something that came out of insecurity. It came out of security. It came out of all the work I've been doing with the $3.6 million. I got a feeling of being secure. And I felt good about money. In some ways, that was a very important moment because it's a brick. It's a brick that got laid down. That's right there. You can see it. You could feel it. You could touch it. And another person could hear it. I laid down a brick of confidence in my ability to create the abundance, not only that I need, that's required for me to grow and expand and, you know, do the things that bring me passion, but also to the things that I want, the abundance so that I can purchase or receive and create, whatever the case, to the things that I want. So in a sense, I believe that each time we truly bring about a good, strong feeling of wealth, feeling of abundance, feeling of having the 3.6 million, and we hold on to that by bringing it into ourselves so it becomes a part of us. Each time we lay down a brick, we've spent years taking down those bricks. I believe that we are born with the belief in abundance, and everything we need to draw everything to us that we want. But in some cases, early in life, we begin to take away those bricks. Right from the beginning, perhaps because of thoughts that our parents might have or the people around us. Now, if they are in the form of lack and always thinking about not enough, that there's not enough, then we would pick that up, bring it into ourselves and accept it already as so, long before we even begin to speak. And then as life goes on, we bring it into our life more and more. So we spend sometimes a very large part of our life building or taking down these bricks, or in a sense building a wall brick by brick of not enough, of perhaps hardships, lack of abundance, you know, negative emotions towards money. And as there is not enough, and we have struggles and fights about money and so forth, we build even more negative feelings and associations and memories about money. So it just builds and builds on itself. So, in a sense, we're reversing this. We're not so much unbuilding what's been built, but we are building now a new wall, in a sense, or a building or a foundation. Let's call it a foundation of abundance. How much time it takes for it to really form in reality, I think that's an individual thing. Because it's based on where we were when we started. Perhaps also, you know, our belief in ourselves, that we can change it. I think there's a lot of factors. So I think for some, it will go very quickly. For others, it will go very slowly. Who knows where? I mean, and how do you measure what's quick and what's slow? 3.6 million is 3 months for that. Slow is 3.6 months fast. Who knows? Is 36 days slow or fast for? Also, a very important thing is to sort of be proud of ourselves for doing it, for standing up and saying, well, I'm going to do this for myself. Because in a sense, we're not just actually doing it for ourselves. Well, yeah, we may have that in our mind that, yeah, it's for us, but we make a great big difference to others around us, to our children, our children's children, friends, family, because everything we do rubs off in some manner, even if it's quietly in our mind. I believe that it does rub off. So as we make the improvement for ourselves, we in a sense also make the improvement for others. So most importantly right now, I think, in many ways what we're doing is building our confidence. And building confidence is not such an easy thing to do if the very thing you want to have confidence about is not there. So we're kind of playing this pretend game a bit to build the confidence, which then sends out the vibration, the energy, to actually create that very thing that we want the confidence about, which is financial abundance. And, of course, abundance in many other things. We want to be abundant in many areas, not just money. That confidence is a very, very big part of it. Because the confidence itself is much more than a feeling. It's really a message that's saying, yes, the energy is being sent out, the vibration is being sent out, money is being attracted. Our feelings are really messages that tell us what's going on. Those feelings and emotions tell us what we're actually focusing on and what vibration we're sending out and attracting back towards us. Sometimes it gets confusing because we think we're sending out positive vibrations and bringing exactly what we want back to us. But sometimes we're actually looking at the lack of something rather than the abundance of something. We're still looking at the same object, but we're looking at the lack of it, and so attracting the lack of it. The only real way we can tell for absolutely sure that we are looking at the abundance side of what, you know, the subject that we're looking at, is by the feeling it gives us. And even that takes practice. It takes practice to really find a good feeling about money, especially when we've had so many, perhaps, years of negative feeling about it. So it takes real practice, real work to find that good feeling. But we know when we find a good feeling that we're actually looking at the abundance of it. And that's why it's so important to keep going till we find the good feeling of it. This is something I have to constantly remind myself of. Not once a day, but several times a day.